Looks like baby vomit. WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Did you hear I finally graduated?
Yeah, and just a shade under a decade, too. All right.
You know, a lot of people go to college for 7 years.
I know. They're called doctors.
The Don and Mike Show.
I don't like you. Probably never will. You're a smug, unhappy little man, and you treat people like they were idiots.
Oh. Buenos dias.
Even funnier than a barrel of faggots. The Don and Mike Show.
Buenos dias.
Buenos dias, yes, smug.
I'm not
smug
sure
man.
What happens in today's show? I'll tell you that on tomorrow's show.
Yes.
Well, let me see. We're going to do our Arnold thing. Arnold and the Fires tomorrow.
Yes. Oh, good.
A whole segment for that.
Good.
Also, we're going to bring back Stump the Stoop, brand new mega version, which Rob has decided ways not only to foul it up and make it more confusing, but make it easier for you, the home listener, to beat me at this game.
Well, they need every chance they can get.
Also, now tomorrow, Mike. Buzz Joe. Uh-huh. We have a guessing game tomorrow when we have a mystery guest.
Okay.
A supermodel. We've had a lot of chatting about models and who's hot and who's not.
Right.
Tomorrow we will have a bona fide supermodel on the show.
Wow.
Not really sure what we're going to speak to her about. We may pick games with her. Now, is she going to disguise her voice? Because she does have a kind of a hint.
That is a hint, if she's got a distinctive voice.
I believe if you heard the voice for how long, 15 seconds?
Yeah. She's going to work on disguising her voice. She was hesitant today because, you know, she's a model. But I think I talked her into it. So
okay. That's tomorrow's show.
Try to love her, Rob. Try to love her a little bit.
Just I'll try.
He does. Oh, trust me. Even the asexual Rob Spiewak. Now, have you, or, Rob, here's one more hint for everybody in this, in this room right now. Uh-huh. Me, you, Buzz, Mike, wouldn't you say we've all had thoughts about this particular supermodel sexually?
Oh, I guarantee it.
Absolutely. There you go. Tomorrow should be on the show.
Good.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm looking forward to that.
Now, let me see. I'm sure these calls will be a mistake. Hello.
Yeah, but we have to take them.
Kind of Don and Mike show. No, we don't have to take them.
Hello. I know we don't.
Good setup.
Just take it while I find what I'm looking for. Hello.
Yes, you're right. Yes, I'm sorry. I was talking because, see, foolishly, I thought there was no one on the line because you waited so long.
Never mind. Found what I was looking for.
Very good. Bye.
Found what I was looking for.
Bye, then.
Jesus.
Let's try another one.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Hi, Don and Mike Show.
Hello?
Yes, radio show.
Hey, guys. How about Catherine Mulgrew?
Kate Mulgrew?
Huh?
How about she's not even the sexiest captain of a Star Trek show?
Is she married to a schlub?
Yeah. Well, a washed-up one anyway. Ex-politician.
Politician.
And Kate Mulgrew, even back when she was on that soap opera, she was never hot.
She looks just like Meredith Vieira.
Hey. Vieira's hot. Hi. Meredith Vagina.
Hey.
Hello. Hello.
Hey, the winner of your contest, Shannon Elizabeth, she married a total schlub who I don't even know what he did before, but I know that it's the worst stuff.
You know, we need more information. We've had about a million people call with that.
Yes, mm-hmm. Shannon Elizabeth has been, probably four or five calls.
All right, so let's see. We'll do the Arnold thing tomorrow.
Good.
We have not yet listened to the tape of Kelly Ripa being interviewed by Michael Eisner.
Oh, so this is Michael Eisner interviewing her.
Yeah, Michael Eisner has his own show.
And I guess this is the time of the week where we want to start looking in on Jimmy Kimmel both at night and in the morning, right? Yeah. Just to see whether he's getting the real burnout factor.
Today he was so tired, he was funny as hell.
Good for
today.
Him. All right.
Funny as hell. Kept talking about wanting to make love to Kelly Ripa.
How good. Tired, horny tired.
Yeah.
And I have to credit you for really, really watching everything on television because it was 15 minutes into the first game of the Red Sox World Series, and you called me and you said, CNBC has Michael Eisner talking to Kelly Ripa. You should tape it. And I said, I will. But you know what I had to do? I had to go in and put it into my channels. I don't even watch CNBC.
Yeah, it's a gift.
You don't miss anything.
It's a gift.
I just flip around. I try to watch everything, my friend.
CNBC is a good pull. You know, getting through that one.
That's Carrie's
favorite.
Do you
do it with the guide or do you do it with just like literally changing channels?
I just changed the channels and I only checked on CNBC because it's been recently added to the tier of high def channels.
Okay, so it was luck too.
Yeah.
So I see in high def there's Kelly Ripa and Eisner, and Kelly Ripa is becoming more and more Kathy Lee-ish.
Yes. Oh, she certainly is.
I know we've discussed it on this show about her with Regis. Listen to a little bit of her talking about her company, Kelly Incorporated.
How are you taking advantage of your obvious success, your likability in business? Are you going to do things with Mark?
Because I have the talk show, it has allowed me...
No, I just got to tell you right there, that rubbed me the wrong way.
I know. Well, you know what rubs me the wrong way? Hearing Eisner have a TV show where he asks a question when he the man with the worst diction in the history, where he goes, how are you taking advantage of your show?
But she's saying, because I have the talk show.
Yes, and not
honey,
really.
You're simply the new model of Kathy Lee.
Mm-hmm. How are you taking advantage of all these things you're doing, man?
Fudge either way.
How are you doing this? I've got my own TV show.
On a couple of different fronts to sort of open other business opportunities. First and foremost, the sitcom came like that. What it showed me is...
Now is this the business of show business that we're talking about here?
She is sitting in a high back director's chair, as he is, and you must see her. She's sitting there with her legs folded and her tight arms from doing all of those stretches or whatever, her Pilates. And as she's speaking, she says, oh, yes, I mean, I went on the show, and she snaps her fingers, and I got the sitcom just like that.
Mm-hmm. How is this making you an evil person like Kathy Lee?
Sitcom came like that. What it showed me is that I really did have a passion for sort of making the show happen, which is why Mark and I started a production company. But in terms of like all of the sort of media stuff, you know.
Her poor pussy-whipped husband now has to work like making Kelly Ripa T-shirts and sending them out. Really, that's what they go into. They go into great detail about how he runs the empire.
Mark is a genius. I'm sure that'll come in here.
All goes back to that morning show, that great opportunity that a lot of people said I shouldn't do because I was an actor and it would ruin my chance at acting.
Oh, my God. It's happened.
I told you.
Every single one of them.
She's become Kathy
What
Lee.
Is it with TV?
She's crawled to the other side.
They don't. What does anybody ground these people?
You know, I sort of go on the air every day. And during those first 20 minutes, that host chat, where we don't know what the other person is going to say, we open up and we talk about our lives. And I find that...
And I find that I care what Regis talks about, and when you talk about going to the Hamptons, it makes me want to swallow a tampon. I like hearing about Regis fumbling, losing his keys, stepping in puddles, having triple bypasses. She was good. You know what? She's like Hitler, Rob.
Oh, yeah.
She was good.
Oh, absolutely.
She was good in the beginning.
She was hysterical at the beginning.
Kelly Ripa.
That action of just talking about my life, talking about things that I do in my life, have just brought to me other business opportunities.
Aren't you a spokesman for companies?
Yes, I want...
Oh, now listen to this.
Are you a spokesman for companies? Is that what you're doing? So I was really excited about doing all these things.
How did you become such a cunning runt? Really, Kelly, tell us.
One day, told a story on the air about OnStar and how OnStar settles marital spats between Mark and me. And the company, you know, immediately contacted me, thought it was great, and so, you know...
Oh, my God, she's gone.
It's just like that.
Hold on. The ego is gone.
Hold on, Mike. There's more. She's got to talk about her other commercial for Tide.
Spokesperson for the company. I one day got a stain out of Regis's shirt, you know, on the air using Tide. I became a spokesperson for the company. So, you know, these things, when you take on sort of the advertising side of things, signing up to be a spokesperson for... companies like Tide or like OnStar or Commerce Bank, you have to believe in what you're talking about.
Oh, God!
And she has just named her entire portfolio.
Oh, my. Yeah, she's getting them plugs, too.
There has to be a ring of truth to what you're saying, or people will sniff it out like that.
Right, because I really buy those Commerce Bank commercials with Regis in the tuxedo. And incidentally, you're the co-spokesperson.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She's the co-spokesperson for Commerce Bank.
And for OnStar, they've got a little someone named Jeff Gordon, who I've seen doing those commercials as well. And Jimmy Kimmel does an OnStar commercial.
You know, and I think that's what's so beneficial about my job is sort of I haven't had to go seek these things out and say, well, I can say this is really great or that's really great. I've just said it, and then they call me and say, would you say it? Would you say it? And
she doesn't know.
And pay me lots of money.
She doesn't know. She doesn't know how she's coming across with
this. I stumbled upon that last night.
Oh, thank God for that.
We've got about a half hour worth of her just talking about being her.
That's great. Boy, I mean, already in the first few minutes, you just hear all these references. And, for example, I got a spot out of Regis's tie, and bingo, they called me, and, you know, poof, it was magic.
Michael Eisner and Kelly Ripa.
So, Kelly, thank you for coming here. Let me just start off by saying that when
That's Eisner. Let me just start by saying, I just want to say, I'm really happy.
The show jumped 75% in ratings. And
yeah, right, because Regis was on his last leg, and thank God you saved him.
Uh-huh.
And right, what a gross distortion of the facts.
It is.
The ratings jumped 75%.
Come on.
No, they didn't.
Right. And the ratings increase was due to the fact that Kathy Lee was gone.
Back to his voice. What if the announcer had said, and now here's Kelly Ripa with a drunken Alec Baldwin? It's what it sounds like.
And Kelly, thank you very much. First year. It's up again this year, another 3%.
Another 3%.
So unless it was new lighting or something in the air, it seems that your introduction under that show had an enormous impact. So I congratulate you.
Well, thank you for having me. I credit the lighting. I really do.
Well, lighting is...
Oh, you're self-deprecating. Listen. Here's how I want my women on TV to be. Here's Wendy Rieger from Channel 4.
Amen.
In Washington, D.C. Wendy, darling.
This is a woman.
Here she is. Here's a lady. Says it like it is.
Every time I've moved up in this business, it's because I've been so pissed off in a bathroom stall, crying, and I get out and I think, F*** you.
It's a lot more real.
Wendy, really?
That is a lot more real.
It is. All right, so we'll get to the rest of the Kelly Ripa stuff tomorrow.
That's a good idea. I really hope we get a chance to take all the Kelly Ripa thing and put on here.
DJ
in Indiana one more time.
Who are you calling in Indiana?
Matt Albro.
The guy in Indianapolis who is trying to set the world record for longest radio broadcast in history.
One of the things Don and Mike do is they call guys that other DJs doing stunts.
Who are you?
Michael Eisner.
We tried the guy about 3 hours ago on the request line. No answer.
Kelly, the ratings have gone up 75% while you've been there. What do you attribute your success to? Enormous success thing. But how about the Mystic?
Yes, of course.
Wasn't that the first?
That was the first time.
And explain that. And was that planned?
It was my very first time guest hosting on the show.
The Mystic. This is what she's going to claim is the divine moment. She was guest hosting while they were looking for the next Kathy Lee, and they had a psychic on, and the psychic said, "You're pregnant," and she went, "Oh my God, I haven't told anybody." And at that point, she feels that she was hit by lightning, that God selected her out of that moment to announce the psychic knew she was having a baby, and that's how she got the gig.
Oh, I'm going to throw up. Boy, it's over. I used to look at her.
And I was only there guest hosting because somebody else canceled. The host they had originally scheduled canceled. And so I stepped in at the last minute. I worked at All My Children down the hall for 13 years. So I was a very easy sort of, can you make it here in 4 minutes? Yeah, I'll be right there. So I showed up. Nobody knew I was pregnant. Mark and I hadn't told anyone. It was very early on.
You had told Mark.
Mark knew, yeah.
Mark knew it was another man.
I would hate to surprise him. So nobody else knew. So I show up and
really, so the stork didn't just call you and ask you to do commercials.
Well, here's the story.
Don't worry about this.
What happened was they called me to guest host, and suddenly the pumpkin that I was on the street turned into a carriage.
So get it out of your mind that you're up for some job, which was, whether he knew it or not, so helpful to me, because I figured there's nothing to lose, just go have fun.
So not,
every time I've moved up in this business, it's because I've been so pissed off.
That's right, Wendy.
In the bathroom stall, crying, and I get out and I think, F*** you.
That's grounded.
One more loose end, then we'll go right to Buzz. Let's try my high school friend.
Oh, yeah.
The guy who wrote the letter, Mike, read yesterday.
The guy from yesterday?
Yesterday was a fascinating letter filled with all sorts of high school memories.
The guy who may or may not be part of the DOT.
Right.
And a guy who is a skilled letter writer.
Clearly.
And also may be involved in...
We'll be riding wildfire.
Yeah, he's out in California. I'm going to call him right now.
Out west, they'd say.
Let's see what happens.
This is just a follow-up for everyone that was listening yesterday around this time when we tried to call this guy. Hi, my name is this guy.
Hi.
Hello, we are not available now. Please leave your name and phone number after the...
Well, that's more than we got yesterday.
We'll return your call.
No, we got that.
Oh, we got that yesterday?
And now it's going to say it's not set up.
Mike Ludwig, Don Geronimo, returning your call, former high school friend. Wondering if you were in the DOT club. Call me back.
And what do you attribute your success?
Well, how do you get the goddamn thing to...
You hang up.
You just... Doesn't it go beep?
Hello? Hello?
Every time I've moved up in this business, it's because I've been so pissed off in a bathroom stall, crying, and I get out and I think, F*** you.
George Michael, that's the last time you force yourself on me.
I can't believe it.
All right, goodbye, Mike Ludwig.
Pat Collins touched me. Damn him. He made me wear one of his tweed hats.
Pat Collins had nothing on under that London fog raincoat.
An incredible. Who's the midget weatherman on the weekend?
Steve Villanueva.
Steve Villanueva put on my dresses.
Every time I've moved up in this business, it's because I've been so pissed off in a bathroom stall, crying, and I get out and I think, F*** you. And I pick up the phone and I make that call that I've been putting off.
That's right.
And next thing you know, I'm up another level.
That a girl, tough as nails.
I like that.
Hey, you, American University Eagle.
Bitch on
wheels. Hi, everybody. This is the news.
Like that buzz?
Yeah.
You got some news?
Do.
We got some time. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.